You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, you're tuned into 95BFM. Next up, a new report reviewing Kiwis' experiences with mental health services is set to be launched later this afternoon. The report summarises key themes raised in more than 500 stories submitted to the People's Mental Health Review and also contains four key recommendations based on these themes. Earlier today, I spoke to report author and Action Station spokesperson, Marianne Elliott, for a preview about the findings and started by asking her to explain the context around the report and why it was launched in the first place.
So this came out at the Action Station side of things. This came out of an announcement in February last year that the government was cutting funding to mental health right across the country. We responded with a very focused campaign looking at the need to reverse those cuts, specifically in Canterbury. And there was some success on that. There was an additional $20 million put back into mental health funding in Canterbury. But when we had that success, the response we got from all around the country was people saying, look, we've got the same problems here. We've got, you know, in Auckland, in Dunedin, in Hamilton. So we realised that, you know, there was a much bigger campaign needed. And then we were approached by a psychotherapist, Kyle McDonald, and Mike King, the comedian, has done a lot of advocacy around mental health, saying, look, we've been asking for a government inquiry into this for a long time. They won't do it. What about if Action Station took this on and did it as a people's review? And we thought that was a great response to the government's refusal to act, so we did it.
And so now the report is complete. Can you talk me some of the key themes that you found?
Yeah, so one of the things that struck me, because I did the analysis for this report, so I read 500 stories, and one thing that struck me reading those stories was that there were a lot of people who were experiencing mental distress, whether it was anxiety or depression or, you know, a whole range of other kinds of mental distress. And they were doing what we've been told to do. You know, for years we've been told, don't keep it to yourself, don't struggle alone, you know, ask for help, talk to your GP, you know, reach out to mental health services. So they were doing that, but what they were being told was that they basically weren't sick enough. They weren't sick enough to qualify for publicly funded mental health services. So they had two options. One was to sort of struggle along without any help, or the other was to privately fund their own care. And obviously for a lot of people in New Zealand, that's just not an option. So their inability to access help when people needed it, and effectively feeling that they couldn't get the help they needed until they were in a real crisis was one of the big things that came through.
And so now you have an idea about some of the major issues with the system. What are the next steps?
So we will be, alongside the launch of the report today, we're going to be launching an open letter that will have four key recommendations in it. And we're going to be asking Action Station community members to sign on to that open letter, but we're also going to be inviting organisations. So a lot of the stories that came into our review came from people working in the mental health system, not just people trying to use or access those services. So we're hoping that some of those organisations representing mental health workers, the unions, the nurses' organisations, will sign on in support of this. And we're going to just really try to keep this story through the open letter and getting organisations to sign on to it and getting hopefully, you know, tens of thousands of New Zealanders to support it. Keep this issue front and centre for all political parties as we go into the election this year.
And so you think you're trying to make this an election issue then?
Yeah, well, I would say it's already an election issue. I did see a comment from Andrew Little that as he's gone around the country, issues around mental health and the inability to access mental health services has been coming up for him in all of those public meetings. So I think it's already an issue. It's going to be an issue this election, I think. If you haven't personally had an experience of needing support from mental health services, you almost certainly know and love somebody who has. So this is an issue that all New Zealanders care about. We're just giving that sort of sense of large-scale public concern some focus and an action that people can take so that they can then take those recommendations if they're going to a candidate meeting where they're going to, you know, see people who might be asking for their vote, or if there's, you know, public meetings in the lead up to the election. It's an opportunity for people to have something really focused that they can take in and say, hey, will you commit to this? This is what our mental health system needs. Will you commit to it?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know, I'm with experiences that I've had myself, I just find it so jarring how there are such limited specific circumstances that people need to be in to get any sort of public assistance for any of the support that exists in New Zealand. It's just really quite shocking to me.
It is, and it's distressing for the people who work in the system as well, and that's the thing that emerged in our report. People, you know, described going home at the end of the day's work as either a mental health nurse or a mental health professional, saying, I go home at the end of the day dissatisfied and distressed at the people who I've had to turn away who needed our help. And, you know, that's a really alarming story to sort of read, you know, story after story after story from people who are seeing that from the, you know, from the workforce side as well.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.